Source Trunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi and welcome to Source Trunk episode 69, recorded on the 1st of February 2011. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking select open source software and give it a little test run. With this episode, I'll be drinking a Pied Bœuf Brown, as we say here. And, well, the Pied Bœuf is a family of bottom fermented table beers. I'm just going to try to pour it in a really sturdy glass. More mug than a glass, because this is a pretty special beer. It's a table beer. Yes, this beer is pretty well known in a lot of Belgian households. And it gets, when you look the beer up on the internet, a lot of really bad reviews everywhere, because people compare it to beer. Well, it's not. It's table beer, and that is something completely different. It's the thing you serve in company cafeterias, because you're not really allowed to drink alcohol while on being on the job. It's the beer that you put on the table when it's really sunny outside with a good meal. You put this in meat stew or use this in other beer-involved recipes. We drank this stuff when we were 10 years old with the family. It was allowed. This stuff is healthier than some soft drinks today. It's a really good, nice table beer. It's got a good brown, dark taste, and I've got sweet, fond memories of this beer. It's got 1.2% alcohol, which is really not much. It's like non-existent. Just a little sip. It still tastes like a soda, really. But it's a table beer. It's not bad at all. I thought it was worth mentioning, the Pied Bœuf table beer. But enough about beer. Let's go.
Multimedia software.
Hydrogen. What is it? Well, according to the site, Hydrogen is an advanced drum machine for GNU Linux. Its main goal is to bring professional yet simple and intuitive pattern-based drum programming. Well, this will be kind of a special episode. I always shy away from specialized software, like really specialized video applications or really specialized audio applications, because, well, I'm not a professional video or audio engineer. And everything I would talk about would be, well, Chinese to myself. It would be Mandarin. And it's impossible to talk about something you actually do not understand yourself. So applications like Hydrogen are better not reviewed by me. Luckily, thanks to the Source Trunk listeners, there's a solution for everything. Somebody sent me an email to introduce Hydrogen. And, well, his email is an episode in itself. It's really well written, and it explains Hydrogen in detail, but still from a user's perspective. So I'm just going to read his feedback. It would be such a waste not to use it. It won't be too long. It will be a short episode. If you're into audio, this is a must read. Well, a must listen. If you're not into audio, it's not too long. And there could be some stuff in the software he mentions besides Hydrogen, so just taggle along. Here goes. Dimitri, my apologies if I did not get your name right. Just thought I would pass along an open source program that I just started using and may be of use to other listeners. I'm not affiliated with the projects mentioned below, but I'm considering correcting the English documentation for one of the projects. I'm studying electric bass guitar and was looking for a better metronome that I could play through my headphones and listen to my bass through my headphones as well, for silent practice without an amplifier. I have an amp modeling bass pedal, which allows me to plug in my bass and plug in an audio player so I can listen to songs and hear my bass with headphones plugged into the pedal. The pedal already has some fun drum tracks to play along with, but I needed simpler patterns to work on my timing. I have a metronome, but it had no volume control, unlike my audio player, so that was not going to work. I started to look at buying a hardware drum machine and looking how I could hook it up with a minimal of additional hardware, such as a mixer and other things. In reading some of the reviews, someone mentioned the use of software drum machines. That reminded me of a Linux distro called 64 Studio, which contains all sorts of multimedia tools, including the Hydrogen drum machine. I tried running the live CD of 64 Studio, but it would not run on my hardware. Before attempting to install the distribution, which I hope to do in the future, since it already has Ardour and many other tools already integrated, I decided to download and install Hydrogen by itself. Now here are some features. In general, it's a very user-friendly, modular, fast and intuitive graphical interface based on Qt3. Sample-based stereo audio engine with import of sound samples in WAV, AU and AEFF formats. Support of samples in compressed FLAC file. Pattern-based sequencer with unlimited number of patterns and ability to chain patterns into a song. Up to 64 ticks per pattern with individual level per event and variable pattern length. 32 instrument tracks with volume, mute, solo, pan capabilities. Multi-layer support for instruments. Ability to import, export song files. Unique human velocity, human time, pitch and swing functions. Multiple patterns playing at once. Jack, ALSA, port audio and OSS audio drivers. ALSA MIDI and port MIDI input with assignable MIDI in channel. Import-export of drum kits. Export song to WAV file. Export song to MIDI file. I found it easy to use and had a song created and exported to a WAV file in no time. You just create one or more patterns and then choose when to play and how long to play that pattern as part of a song. It can use multiple audio drivers and I'm still working out how to use some of these sound drivers while allowing my computer the ability to play other sounds through a different driver while Hydrogen is running, such as listening to the WAV file I just generated without having to shut down Hydrogen or change the audio driver. The built-in drum kit sounds pretty good, but you can also download drum kits that were submitted by users, and those include more instruments and sometimes better samples. The user drum kits include samples from real drums, as well as samples from classic electronic drums. There are AUG files that allow you to listen to what the user drum kits can do. I'm sure that there are converters out there to convert the WAV file to other formats if WAV doesn't work for you. I just haven't investigated that option. The patterns can handle up to 164 notes and can do triplets to 132 notes. Hydrogen is, of course, under the GPL license. To finish my story, I was able to create the simpler drum tracks I wanted in Hydrogen. I exported them as songs in WAV format and copied them to my audio player. I ran my audio player into my bass pedal and was able to play along with the song and my bass going to my headphones without an amplifier. I hope others will find this information helpful. Take care, David Chapman, Virginia, USA. End of feedback. Well, as said, this feedback took completely care of my episode because I was in a tight spot to release an episode, and I knew of Hydrogen before this mail, but I never took the time and I was not going to take the time because I don't know anything about music. So I hope that this email clarified a lot of things about drum machines in the Linux environment. Now, don't go away. We had quite a mail discussion afterwards, so I had to ask him if I could use his email as feedback and if I could use his email as a complete episode because it was that insightful. He said really no problem at all, and we chatted a bit more about the software. Well, I was just replying and he was again feeding me with information about Hydrogen, which I'm not going to take into this episode because it's really, really a lot, but it's like a little journey through his discovery. And there are some things that I would like to mention from his mails. He had problems with 64 Studio, and he tried afterwards the AV Linux distribution, which I installed as well. And AV Linux is something to try out if you're interested in audio, video, or music video creation recording software, because it's a Linux distribution which is completely stacked with the best audio and video material you can find out there. So give AV Linux or 64 Studio a try if you're into multimedia. I tried out the AV Linux and I found in there everything I needed, for example, to do really good podcasting with a, let's say, better audio quality than this one. Another thing was that there are some humanizing controls in Hydrogen. So instead of having an exact beat, you could try to humanize a bit the pattern of the drummer, the automatic drummer, because not every drummer is perfect, and I think you can even have yourself a little drunk drummer which completely misses the beats. But so that demonstrates that it is well thought of, and it's something to consider if you're planning to buy yourself a really expensive drum machine. Okay, the installation. Well, the latest version is version 9.4, which you can build from source, or you could use various binary packages, or just get it from your local repository in your distribution. There is a Windows installer and also a MacWizX installer if you would like to run it on those platforms. The author is Alessandro Cominu. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He's the main coder, and there are a lot of contributors and other coders in this wonderful program. The latest release is 0.9.6. You can get it from hydrogen-music.org. Of course, I will be putting all the links on the show notes on sourcewink.com. The license is GNU General Public License, and you can support it by donating via the link that you will also find on sourcewink.com. The Android pick of this episode is the Droid VNC server. Sometimes you would just like to demonstrate something on your Android machine and do it via a VNC connection. If you don't know what VNC is, look in some of the episodes I have on sourcewink.com, which explains all about VNC control mechanisms. But in this way, you could, via a window on your computer, take over your Android device and just, if you would like, take a screen cap or demonstrate something from a distance, and so on and so on. So you can install it from the Android market, and there is nothing more simpler than that. Okay, let's wrap it up. Thanks again to David Chapman for this really good, insightful feedback. I'm not going to make a habit of not doing my duty into reviewing good stuff, but this was something I really could not let pass. If you have software that you would like to introduce for a review, just leave your comments on sourcewink.com or mail me directly via sourcewink@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Bint al-Wazir by Secret Archives of the Vatican. Thanks for your time, and good hunting.